This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Chof Zion Omed Beis, three shores down from the top. Ominei, Omi Barachom Merav Chisle. Tanur Shehi Siko Be Asay Hegdish Be Offer Be Apas. If he heated up the oven with wood of Hegdish and he baked there bread, the Rabbonin, the Shori, become Isomite. According to Rabbonin, who permitted it in the previous case, where he used wood of Kilaya, Kerem, and oil, and he said it's Mutel, what would be by Hegdish? The Chachamim hold, you don't say Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, like Rebbe holds. So they permitted the bread that was baked by fuel of oil and kiliakim. What if they baked it with wood of Hegdish? Omalei. So Rav Chisda said, Apas Asur. Here the Chachamim will say it would be awesome. So he asked him, Ma ben zu le ola? What's the difference between Hegdish and ola? They're both also Bahanoia. And if they permit the bread that's baked with wood of ola, fuel of ola, so why shouldn't they permit bread baked with the fuel of Hegdish? Omar Ove. So Ove spoke up and said, Hochi Hashta. What's the comparison? That's how they translate these words. Hochi Hashta. What's the comparison? Ola betela bemosayim. If Ola, Peres, fell into other things, if it fell into 200 times the amount of the Ola, the Heter was 200 times the Isa, the Ola is bottle. So therefore, we can say that the benefit of the Ola fuel and the Pas got lost. It's a small amount. Hegdish, I feel a Ola for a bottle. Hegdish can never get bottle. And therefore, the benefit of the wood of Hegdish in their pas is, no matter how small it is, but it's never a bottle. So although Ein Shvach eats in their pas, but there's a certain hanoia. Now the hanoia of Ola and Kilei Akeren can get lost if it's a negligible amount, lost in a big amount of Heter. But Hegdish, smallest amount, never gets lost. You have to redeem it. And as long as you don't redeem it, it never gets lost. That's why it's also, if they bake bread, with wood of Hegdish, say that. So Rabbi said, the difference is that was just stated, clear difference. Hegdish does not become bottle. But there's a different question. If you have anything to ask on this, oh, kash, here's the kash that asked. Following Moal Amasik, the one who's burning the wood of Hegdish, is male. He did it, let's say, in Shegi. It seems that when he says, Be'atze Hegdish, in any case, the pas is also, whether it's Shegi or Mezit. That's he didn't know it was Hegdish. In any case, the pas is also. Now, if it was Shegi, the one who is heating with that fuel of Hegdish is Moel. Anybody uses Hegdish with Shegig is Chayav Me'ila. And therefore, the Chol Hechadir Mo'il Amasik, where the person is doing that, is Mo'il, Norfik Lulul, goes out the Cholim. If it's Mo'il, goes out the Cholim. So therefore, the Hegdish became Cholim when he used it for fuel. But he took it, and was Mo'il in it. It's Chayav called Me'ila, and he has to pay for the amount of benefit he had, but the Hegdish that went into the bread was no longer Hegdish. It was Chulin, because when you're male, it goes out of the Chulin. That was the kash I want to ask, obviously. That's always a kash. Of course, you can say it's been amazing. But since Rav Chisda said Stam, that means, in any case, you use Atzeh Hegdish, the bread is also in the Shegeg. So the Shegeg, why should it be also if it's male? It goes out of the Chulin. Omar Apok, Hocha here, Be'atzei Shlomi Maskinim. It's not just Hegdish. is wood that he assigned to sell, and with the proceeds of selling the wood, he'd buy called Mishlamim. So therefore, the wood has the Kedusha, not of Hegdish, of Erek HaBayis Hegdish, but it has the Kedusha of Shlomim. Now, if it has Hegdish Erek HaBayis, if it's Moyel in it, B'shege, it goes out L'chora. But if it's wood that has now the status of Shlomim because of the money that will get from selling wood, will be for Kol Mishlomim, so it would like a Kol Mishlomim. Balibe Rav Yehuda Doma, Hegdish b'shegeg mischalel. B'meizet e'mischalel. The Kiddushim Eloi, Rav Yehuda holds, Hegdish, it b'shegeg becomes cholel. When a person doesn't know, it's an oil, and it goes out of the cholel. B'meizet, if you use it, it's not mischalel. It doesn't become cholel. It remains Hegdish. That's where ordinary Hegdish. I'm talking about Shlomim now. He's throwing back now to the throwback, what would be with the ordinary Hegdish. By ordinary Hegdish, b'shege mischala, meze mischala. Now b'meze, by ordinary Hegdish, why is my time low? Why time is not mischala? B'meze, if he uses ordinary Hegdish b'meze, it's not mischala. Kiven the law of mila, who, since b'meze, there's no mila. Mila is only b'shege. The car b'mila is only b'shege. So since b'meze, there's no din of mila. Doesn't go out the hole. That's a Yiddishit. Since I think it's not done the Mishaikik, but the Mazi, it doesn't go out the hole. Now, that's the case, then Atse Shlomim, even Mishaikik also, there's no Mila. Shlomim, Nami, Kibin, the Laba Mila, Kabbalah Shlomim don't have a din of Mila. Kotshik, Kotshim have a din of Mila. Kotshim Kalim don't have a din of Mila. Shlomim is kosher and kal. There's no mila. So since there are no mila, so even though he did it with shegeg, there's no mila by kosher and kalim. So this wood of shlomim that he burned even with shegeg, lo nafke lechul, doesn't go out lechul. So once more, we'll talk about what you learn. By ordinary, I say hegdish. Let's say hegdish better kabayis. I mean, who the holds? If he was nehenna, he used it. Be'mezid, it does not go out lechul. The means Hegdish. Vishege goes out of the because it's Nehene, it's male. If it's male, it goes out of the. Now, so we see by Hegdish, the Mazid, according to Abhuda, it doesn't go out of the because it's not male. And he says, that's the case, then I'd say Shlomim, wood that is for the purpose of Shlomim, that has the Hegdish of Shlomim, that money will buy Kalbanis. So it's like Shlomim. And Shlomim, there's no Mila. Shlomim is Kashim Kalib. There's no mila in kashim kalim. So even b'shoigeg, if he used this wood, is not male. And therefore does not go out l'chulim. Because he holds, where he's not male, does not go out l'chulim. So therefore, that would be the answer. If a man heated the stove with atzei hegdish, if it would be membezid, even better kabayis wood, wouldn't go out l'chulim. And the pasuk would be awesome. If it would be b'shoigeg, better kabayis wood, is male, and it goes out to the chulim, and therefore the wood became mutter. So surely the pasuk is mutter. But here when it says, any case, which means even shege, if he used the wood of Hegdish, the bread is also, it's talking about atzei shlomim. Atzei shlomim, there's no mila. So even be shege, it does not go out to the chulim, and therefore the bread is also. Say that. Praeg de Gemara. Kol heche de moal hamasik. Whoever the one who uses it for fuel is male, you mean to say it goes out l'chulim? What Tanya will learn, call on this on all those things that we have to burn up. In Masechta Tmura, the Mishnah enumerates those things that you have to burn up and enumerates other things that you bury. Now, all the things that you burn up, Ephraimut ashes are muta. Once you burn them, ashes and mutter. Chutz me atse asher of Eva Hegdish. Wood of Aveda Zoretri and ash of Hegdish. Now, we have to say this follows. Chutz me atse asher of Eva Hegdish loylam osa. Eva Hegdish also. But he has, Eva Hegdish is different than loylam osa. Now, what does it mean Hefa Hegdish is more usher than Atse Asher. Atse Asher, Rashi explains, sometimes it becomes muta. As if a goy would burn it. A goy burns it, is mabatal it. A goy can be mabatal in Aveda Zohar. So by burning it, it's a beetle. Therefore it becomes muta. Only if a Yisrael burns it, a Yisrael cannot be mabatal Aveda Zohar. Therefore Atse Asher, we burn it, the ashes are usher. And Eifa Hegdish, in any case, even if a goy burned Hegdish, loyla asa. It's always asa. But Hegdish has no beetle. Now, why is it always asa? If it would be Bishegeg and it would be Meil, it should go out Lechulim. Of course, you can answer. Amazing. You can answer, it's Atse Shlomim. You have two toes, Atse Shlomim, like I said above. But since it says Stam, it seems in all cases, the person burned wood of Hegdish, it's always Asa. So the ashes are Asa, and the result of the burning is always Asa. I mean, the pot that you burn with, it's Asa too. So what are you telling me, that Hegdish, if you're male in the wood, it goes out of Lacholan, and it becomes permissible, and therefore the bread that you bake with it is Muta? Say the Kasha. Fire came by itself in Atse Hegdish. Nobody made the fire. The Lekein didn't him all this. Nobody was male. Ain't a Hanami. Had it been a case where a man, B'Shegeg, was heating the stove with Atse Hegdish, B'Shegeg is male, it goes out Lechulin. But here's a case where the wood was set fire by accident. Nobody did it. So nobody could be male. That's why it did not go out to the chulin. That's one tells. Rav Shemayoma, Be'oison, it's a certain kind of ashes that result out of Hegdish. She'etun in Geniza. There's a certain case where the Torah made an exception. Wood of Hegdish, it was burned up. That ashes is requires Genizah. You have to put it away. It's Osir Bahanoi. The Tani will learn. The Soma, you should put it. Eitzel HaMizbeah. He's talking about the ashes of the Ma'arocha, of the fire on the Mizbeah. So the Torah said, the Soma, you should put it Benachas gently, in order it shouldn't scatter by the wind. The Soma, another pshat, Kula, all of it. It means not a mixus, the whole thing should be there. And some of it shouldn't spill someplace else. All put it in that place. But some it shouldn't scatter by the wind. Now, so we're learning here that the wood of the Ma'arocha, when it turned into ashes, is a special din of the Torah that is also Bahanoa. So we can say that Atse Hegdish, that I mentioned here, that Kolan Yisrofim, Efron Muta, puts me out Zasher, Eifa Hegdish. What Eifa Hegdish is talking specifically about Eifel of the Tumas Hadesh, Eifel of the Mizbeach, that they put in a place where they put the ashes. That kind of Eifa is the Eifa is talking about. But any other Eifa, Eifa Hanami? Now we have a number of cases, exceptions. Rabbi Yehuda says that if a man is moil, means b'shegeg, he uses wood of Hegdish for fuel, it goes out of the chul. And the bread that you baked at that time became muta. However, if it's b'mezid, the Yehuda agrees, since there's no bila, so the wood remains osa, the fuel remains osa, and the bread is osa, because your bread, you bake with fuel of Hegdish. So one case is Hegdish, it's mezid. If he used mezid, the wood of Hegdish, the Yehuda agrees that it's osa, the bread. Another case is Atse Shlomim. Since the wood is for the purpose of buying Kol Mishlomim, so it has the Kedush of Shlomim, Koshim Kalim, and Koshim Kalim, even though the Mila is male in it, B'Shegeg, it doesn't go out, there's no Mila. Even though it uses B'Shegeg, there's no Mila, it doesn't go out L'Chulim. So Atse Shlomim doesn't go out L'Chulim. So if you bake bread with Atse Shlomim, it didn't go out L'Chulim, that's Osir, and the bread is Osir. A third case is if he didn't do anything, but it set fire by itself. So since there's no milah, some people will say it remains kaddish, and therefore if he used the opportunity to bake with that bread, with that wood that was set fire by itself, so even though it's atzei hegdish, and atzei hegdish b'milah goes out of chulin, but here nobody made it. It burned by itself, so there's no milah. So therefore, any kind of wood of hegdish remains osur and makes osur the bread, because nobody set fire to it. And the fourth case was, if it's, what kind of eifa hegdish is osur, in the case of eifa of the ma'aroche, that is osur because of the special din of the Torah, that even though you use it already, you use it permissibly, there's no milah there, it remains osur. Say that. Now, the more I explain, one answer was the atzei hegdish, the eifa, the ashes are osur, yeah, because it's noflad leiko melech, fire fell by itself. Now, if that's what he's talking about, so he says, call down the shrafim, all the things that you're supposed to burn, eifa mutar, ashes are mutar, except atzei asher and eifa hegdish. Which means, even though it burned by itself, it's, in both cases, it's osur. Now the question is, do you mean to say, atzei asher, that burned by itself, the ashes are osur? That tesis kach. Look at that tesis. Puts me atzei asher. Teimel ha-rashba. If atzei asher burned by itself, say heavy, why shouldn't it be like an idol that was broken by itself? The Shalya, it's equivalent to a beetle. But when Goyim see that their idol fell down and broke, so it's a battle in their hearts. So Atzei Asher, if fire was set fire by itself, it's like it broke by itself. So Goyim, I'm a battle believer, so it shouldn't come with us. So why do they say Atzei Asher or Osir? So Mela, you say, Hegdish, since there's no milah, no flood lake, it's awesome. Hegdish remains awesome. There's no milah, a fire fell by itself. Nobody made the fire. So there's no milah, so it remains awesome. But Atzei Asher, if it broke by itself, or it set fire by itself, it should be muta. Like Aveda Zohar, Shinishtabla Mela, it broke by itself. The Shah is muta, Kamina Pelakol Aslamin. That's a kasha. Any of them, I shouldn't say. The Ochim Ma'ir is talking about Asherah Shal Yisroel, the Engel Bittel, Elamis. It could be a Jew's Asherah. A Jew has a Vedas Zohar tree. There's no such thing as Bittel. Nobody can be Mabatla. Maybe you'll say that to us. You can't say that to us. Why? The Besayf Tamura Meforesh. You must say, the Lochim or Eretan. Why do you learn together? Oh, I mix together. Eva Hegdash, the Asherah, Leila Masurim, that Asherah is also forever. Vishum the Asherah, Yeshlo Heta. Himself, Eidei Gilulim, the bottle. Asherah does have a beetle if a goy was burning it, whereas Hegdish has no beetle. So therefore, we see from there, it's talking about a case where the Asherah belongs to a goy. But Asherah Shei Yisrael also has no beetle. You can say, oh, there also is Leila Masa. Why only Asa Hegdish Leila Masa? So you might say that Asherah means of a goy. That's why not Asa forever. Because if a goy was burning it, it would become with them. So the question is, if it's talking about it burning by itself, even an Asher of a goy should become muta. Say the kashin aside. Now we start a new sugya. Now you don't even ain't be a chometz al esreifer. You the holds, the obligation of be a chometz requires burning. Tanya, learn the b'risa. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, ein biyachomes al esreifa, v'ha'adin noisa. And there's an argument. Din means din kal v'chema, states that you should burn chomes, as follows. Umadoch noisa, if a carbon is left over, it's noisa. Sh'ena b'bal yoroi b'al yomotz, there's no isa that it should be around. There was no isa that the carbon shouldn't be in existence. So on the slave, you have to burn it. It means up to the time. Up to the time that the korban is burned, you're not ever by the way by your motzi. There's a mitzvah asay of burning it. Chometz yesh nevalu valu motze. Chometz also have around. So it's more chomer. Lokoskin is surely shaton sreifa. That's his argument. At least that's the first argument. Now this is by these were called chema. Omrulos and Hachamim said, "Kol din she'ato don, any kalvachema that you argue tchilos solach." At first, it's a chema. I mean, at first, saying since chometz is more chomor, so surely chometz should have to have sreifa. So what is the reason you're imposing sreifa on chometz because it's more chomor? So kol din. At first it seems it's a chomer, and it's a proper kal vachomer. But say for local, and will be, it comes out you made a leniency. By means of a kal vachomer, made a leniency on chomets. We'll soon see what leniency it means. I know, din. It's not a kal vachomer. Because a kal vachomer has to make from a more lenient thing to a more severe thing. So if the lenient thing has a severity, then the severe thing surely shall have a severity. But can you say if a lenient thing has a leniency, should the severe thing have a leniency too? No, you can't say that. And here it comes out, there's a certain leniency if you make this kalvachema. Why? Loimot says in the Sukhi, you wouldn't find wood to burn. But he has no wood to burn up the chametz. You have yeshiva bottle, he shouldn't do anything, and should leave it remain there. Ve'atoyre omro, he's tashbisu. So everybody has to get rid of the soil. And if you're, and the whole dava, you have to try in any way to get rid of it. That's just adding words. But it means the argument is finished without that. It means, since the Torah wants you to get rid of it, so how can you say, if you don't have wood, you can't do anything, because the mitzvah is only with wood? So you must say, it means with anything. Because the kal vachema that'll end up in the kula is not a good kal vachema. Now this really is not such a strong argument, it seems, because... So it wouldn't be any wood. Who cares? It doesn't mean in the din is a leniency, but the Chacham is saying it's against the logic that you should say since the Kal Vachomer that will make it come out many times that people can't do the mitzvah. Such a Kal Vachomer is not a good Kal Vachomer. If you're a machmir, something that you can do a chumrah, yes. But the making a chumrah couldn't always be done, so it'll turn out you don't do anything as a kula. People didn't have wood as available all the time. The Gemara says wood is even more expensive than food. Very hard to get firewood. And therefore, if you wouldn't have wood, you couldn't do the mitzvah. So how can you learn a kal vachomer? Ma doch noisar, which is more lenient. It's not bali v'alei motzer. Still you have to burn it. So chomer, which is more chomer, you surely have to burn it. And end up by not doing anything, but you wouldn't have wood. So therefore, there are a few that are kal vachomer in that manner. Say that aside. So Rabbi Yehuda withdrew, or he repeated, the Don Adin Acher. And he tried another din, this time not by means of a Kal Vachomer. A Kal Vachomer already had a weakness, it would come out in a leniency. But in the other form of learning, we don't care if it turns out a leniency. We're not using the method, the expedient of a Kal Vachomer. Noisa also be'achila. And Chomez is also be'achila. So now we're making a binyan off. What you call a mamasino. Ma neisa is just like neisa. Is sreife, af chomez b'sreife. On this, you can't argue that it should din that sreife l'hokal. Who cares? Omros ha-chomez said, nevela tachiyach. Proof of nevela? That's not so. She'asura b'yachil, ain't a tuna sreife. Doesn't require to burn a nevela. You can bury it, you can do whatever you want, you give it to dogs. Then some people said halfish. Halfish means make a difference. They're not the same thing. Nevela and chometz. Or noisa. Noisa is also be'achila and be'hanoia. And chometz is also be'achila be'hanoia. But not nevela. Nevela is only also be'achila. So ma noisa turns sreif, a chometz turns sreif. Omro, so they said to him, she'ra nishkul yechiyah, a share that deserves skila. He killed a man or some other thing for a skiller. The din is that's also be'achila u'be'hanoe, and still ain't no torn, so it does not require sreifa. Here's something also be'achila and be'hanoe, that not need Sreva. So I can say the same thing about Chometz also. Or my certain half race is a difference. No, it's also about Chilabanoe, on the Shkores, if you would eat a Nesha. Chometz also about Chilabanoe, on the Shkores, if he eats Chometz. But Shea Niskel is just a Isha. Lo Yeochel is Besor, it's just a Rab. There's no Chometz if he eats with Shea Niskel. Therefore I say, man, Nesha Besreva, Chometz Besreva. It's up to him. Omrulo, so they said, Chelbo, Shashar Niskel Yechir, the Chelev, or Shashar Niskel, which is Chayim Kores, to eat it. Shashar Bachil Anoy, and it's on his Kores, and still ain't torn in Sreva. You yourself agree you don't have to burn it. So how can you learn, therefore, that Chometz, because it's also Bachil Anoy, and it's Kores, should require Sreva? So Chosar Rabbi Yudid, try it again, but don't need in Achim. As a lot. Not only is a din you have to burn it if it's left over, but it's easier to leave over. The chometz, the bal tasir. Chometz doesn't have a lot exactly bal tasir, but it's a lot lo yoreh lo yemotze. Also, you can't leave it over. It's a special kind of category. Other things are not in the same category. So since noisa and chometz are in the same category, Ma noisa b'sreifa, av chomez b'sreifa. That's his argument. Omolo, so they said to him, Oshem tolo itoch b'chathas oif kabola sofik. Yidvorecha yuchir. It means this. Oshem tolo, but a man ate fat, and he doesn't know, after he ate it, doesn't know if it was chaylev, which is chayev akob m'chathas, or shuman, which is muta. So because of a sofik, it brings Oshem tolo. Now, the Oshem Tolle became possible for some reason. Rabbi Yehuda says that you bury it, don't burn it. That's not our business now, why he said that. That's a story in Masechta Temura. Rabbi Yehuda says you bury it and don't burn it. Also, Chathas Eif, a woman, for instance, a Yoledes, but she's in Sothic, she's Chayev, maybe she didn't have something that requires a korban later, so she brings a chathas oif. Other cases also, you bring a chathas oif, a boah alas sofik. But you can't eat it, because since you make melike, it could be it's nevela. If it's a kodshim, you're required to bring such a korban as muta, melike. But if you're not required, it's a nevela. So any chathas oif, even if it didn't become possible, so chachamim say, we burn it, but you say you bury it. So again, in the case of Oshem Tolui, Oshem Tolui is a real korban. However, if it became possible, that's a machlegis, and the Rebbe says you bury it, not burn it. Chathas Oif, the Rebbe says you always bury it. Now, Oshem Tolui, Chathas Oif, Habalasop, Lidvorecha Yochir, according to you, it's a proof. Shehein be Val Tosir, you can't leave him over till tomorrow. It's a korban, you can't leave a korban over till tomorrow. And you say you bury it. So you see, something that's bebal tosiru, still you agree you bury it. So therefore, why chometz? Although you cannot keep chometz over, who says you have to burn it? Maybe you bury it. He was silent, didn't have anything to answer. But they caught him from his own shita. Now, according to them, if he had agreed with them over there in Machlekes, of Oshem Tolle and Machlekes of Chathas Reif would agree that you burn it, so you could say, Enoch Hanami. That's my argument. But since he disagreed with them over there, now he was caught by his own words. Say that. Now, Tesis, on the previous Omid Beis, Ein Bi Yochomes of the Sreifa, says, we pass him like every Yehuda. But because we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Oshem Tolle and Chathas Oif that it's buried. We hold it burned like the Chachamim. So we use his argument with the swell of the Chachamim, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Tesis said. Rabbi Yehuda's argument was you learn from something that's Bal Tosir, and therefore all these things that are Bal Tosir or should be Sreifa. That's what Chachamim is a Sreifa. Only the Chachamim answered, what do you do with Chathas Oif at Rosh Matola, according to you, is not Sefer. But the Chacham Gedolim is Sefer. They themselves hold it as Sefer. So we take a view of the argument, and we follow the Chacham as Sefer. Therefore, Chumash is the Sefer. That's the taste of this Paschal. Fuck it up before we stop. This is just a comment that Chacham made. When Chacham saw, the later Amoraim saw, that one Chacham was chipped out by his own words, so they wanted to emphasize that. Because the Chacham spoke of thousands of subjects, and every time they spoke, they had to keep in mind whatever they had said, but they were responsible for all their statements. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Hainu, the Amrish, that's what people say. Kapeh, kapeh means the lump of wood, the chotah nag that the carpenter hollowed out and made a wooden bowl out of it. Begabe in that same cup, in that same pot, nischav chalda, he'll be burned by mustard. Means he'll be drinking some hot thing with a lot of mustard, and he says he burned his tongue. So he burned his tongue from the same plate that he made himself. Again, the kape, that's the hollowed out platter of wood. The choto naga, the carpenter hollowed out, begabe in it, nischav chalda, he's burned with wood, with the mustard. He ate something hot, and it burned his tongue. He himself made that plate. And Abayama, sad means a man who makes wooden stocks. Stocks are those instruments in which you put the feet and the arms of somebody who is being publicly punished. You put them in stocks. So sadna, a stock maker, is sadna just sitting in his own stocks. Midvil yode mishtalim. He's paid by the raising of his own hand. Midvil means raising up of his hand is only paid. So it means you have to watch out what you say. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda is a great man, but everybody has to know that he's responsible for all of his statements. Rabbi Omar, another Moshe, Gira, an arrow maker, be Gira Miktel, can be killed by his own arrows. Midvil Yodim Shtalim. Now, why they emphasize this so much? It's a remarkable thing here. It's wasted so much time on the subject, giving various mesholim, there's something in it. But right now we're just learning superficially. It's enough to say that a great person has to know, if he made many statements, he has to keep them all in mind when he's arguing. Say, that's where we're starting.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.